Cape Talk, a world view with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist in the UK, looking at those stories you need to know more about, those international ones to be exact. And a very good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Kino.
Here we go. Hey, the British Prime Minister, the Brexit exit. It looks like Theresa May's on her way.
Yeah, in fact, if you'd asked me last night, I'd have said that she might only have hours. We knew that she only had months, possibly only weeks. Then it moved forward. Maybe she's got a day or two. Who knows? But some of today's UK papers are going for it, and they nearly all feature a picture of her driving away from a key meeting yesterday. She's still trying to get her Brexit deal through the House of Commons. She's still trying to convince MPs, including her own MPs on her own side, or at least they're technically on her own side, that they should vote for her new deal, her revamped deal, in 2 weeks' time. And there's this picture of her driving away from this meeting. She looks really swollen-eyed. She looks like she's been crying. So the headlines reflect that today. May retreats to her bunker. How much more can she take? Tears in the back seat. Theresa is one. Cabinet coup is another. And the headline, all you ever wanted to know about gnomes. But that might be a completely different story. It's still on the front page, I have to say. So we know that one of her right-hand women, Andrea Leadsom, who has been a big Theresa May supporter ever since Andrea Leadsom herself was defeated in the leadership election. I mean, she could have been Prime Minister, but Andrea Leadsom has now resigned, the so-called leader of the House. So that's a big ally who's pulled out of the cabinet. And also, I mean, just to give you an idea of this, in their 10 to 12 years of power, Tony Blair and Margaret Thatcher saw, roughly speaking, 25 to 30 resignations. People quitting for various reasons. Across a 10 to 12 year period. Theresa May hasn't been Prime Minister for 3 years yet, and yet she's had 36 resignations.
Wow.
Yeah, there are a lot of rats who are deserting her sinking ship. It's just a question of how fast it's sinking.
On the money there when you call them rats. Now, the North Korean insults, moving on and keeping the theme going. There's anger in Pyongyang directed at Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think we're all going to learn how to throw an insult like a North Korean at the end of this. This is rather splendid. I mean, it's a verbal ding-dong that prank. It's just hot air, really, isn't it?
Is it?
Mate? The Democrat presidential candidate, remember, I mean, he could be president one day. He was vice president once upon a time, Joe Biden. Accused Donald Trump of cozying up to, quote, dictators and tyrants like Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. Well, this has clearly rattled the North Korean Central News Agency, which is government-run. They have, in return, called Joe Biden, quote, a fool of low IQ, someone who is reckless and senseless, and an imbecile bereft of the elementary quality of being a human being. Now, here's the insult that I really liked. Okay, so this is thrown by this North Korean Central News Agency at Joe Biden. They said his campaign was, quote, enough to make a cat laugh. Meow.
Oh, no. Enough to make a cat laugh. You don't want to mess with them, hey? They put you in front of anti-aircraft gunfire like they did to his uncle. You've got to be very careful who you mess with. Funny that they mentioned despot, dictator, and all the other stuff, but anyway. Let's talk about human composting, an American alternative to burial and cremation. As a matter of fact, I think we can try and get them on.
Yeah, Washington, they're the first U.S. state. Yeah, you'll have to wake them up, will you? No, it's late evening there, isn't
it? Late evening,
in Washington. Yeah. Anyway, they are the first U.S. state to allow this, whereby human bodies can be turned into compost rather than being buried or cremated. Governor Jay Inslee, he's the governor of Washington State. He has signed, basically, into law a bill that licenses facilities to offer, quote, natural organic reduction. Which is a tiny bit creepy when you think that they're coming up with paraphrases for it. But essentially, it means that, you know, after death, a human body can be mixed up with substances like wood chips and straw and soil over a few weeks. Not unlike livestock composting or indeed any other composting. For anyone who's got a compost at the bottom of their garden, you'll get the idea. But throwing a human body in there does feel a bit weird. Washington already has some green cemeteries. This is where people are buried without headstones or caskets or any of that stuff. But here's the science bit. The human modular system uses nature's principles to return our bodies to the earth, sequestering carbon and improving soil health, according to this bill. Still makes you go, ooh, really?
Ugh. I mean, I know. Go for, I'll still stick to cremation, thank you very much.
Yeah, just, I don't know, there are certain dignified ways. I mean, does it matter when you're dead? Well, of course, it doesn't feel like
not
it should
you.
Or does.
Yeah.
But the relatives, do you really want to think that there's Great Uncle Fester out there, literally, festering on a compost heap? I mean, that just doesn't seem right, does it?
Do you know how many people go outside and speak to their plants? So
yeah.
At least they'll have a reason this time.
That's a reasonable point, actually, yeah. Well, you need to get on... somebody from Washington's organic human composting company.
See what they'll do. Tomorrow we have to talk human composting without a doubt. Adam, thank you very much for that. Adam Gilchrist
in London. You're welcome.
London.